97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. My name is Carl, and I'm back this week. Yay.
Welcome back, Carl.
Thank you. And Kim is out this week, so it is a head-to-head mano a mano. E-mano? Nice. I don't yeah. speak Spanish. So, Ethan actually won last week, Mark.
I know.
Because you weren't here.
I remember that.
So, and next week I will be recovering from Pitbull, so this will be the first time. And so, in 2 weeks, we will have everyone back in the studio again. But Ethan, since you won last week, let us start with you. Real or fake? A French town with a reputation for wild sex parties is reeling from a fortune teller scandal. Real or fake?
Let's go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake on that one, Carl.
It is real?
why would a town known for sexcapades be worried about a fortune teller?
Because the mayor believed everything she said, and so she had the mayor hire her family and pay for trips and stuff, or else poor fortunes would happen to this town.
Oh.
And then finally...
Isn't that called blackmail?
Yeah.
Yes. Law enforcement were involved, and now they're all in jail.
Ah, okay. I don't know how I missed that one.
Mark Cox, real or fake, Americans now check their phones 215 times a day. Real or fake?
I'd say that number is... that number is real.
Ethan Bright.
I agree. I think it's real.
You're both wrong.
Ugh.
It's only 144 times.
Oh, is that all?
That's it.
It seems
only
reasonable.
A gross amount of times.
Step it up, America.
Ethan Bright, real or fake? The most complicated word in English is only 3 letters long. Real or fake? You know what?
I don't understand this question.
Let me rephrase that. The word that has the most definitions in the English language is only 3 letters long. Real or fake?
I'll go real.
Mark Cox.
I would say that could be real.
It is real. It's the word...
Yes.
Run.
Huh.
It has more than 645 different meanings.
What?
I don't know.
Can you list them all?
Yes.
Yeah, start running those, please, for us.
Mark Cox, speaking of language, the word color in the English language is written with a U more than it is written without. British style. Real or fake?
I would say that's fake.
Ethan Bright.
Because I'm a horrible speller, I'm going to go real.
It is real, thanks to all of the colonization by the British Empire, like India. So in India, where they have 1 billion people, they spell it with a U.
Okay.
So
all right, I guess I can
because of the Brits. It's their fault.
I just didn't know it was a common spelling anymore. That's all.
It is. Speaking of India, Mark Cox, India won the fewest gold medals per capita and got 0 golds in the Olympics and Paralympics. Real or fake?
You're going to have to repeat that for me, Carl. They won the most golds?
No. They won the least.
The least.
The fewest Olympic medals per capita and 0 golds in the Olympics and Paralympics. Real or fake?
I'm going to say that is fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It is fake. Mark Cox, catching up. In the regular Olympics, they won nothing. And in the Paralympics, they got 7 golds.
Okay. Well, nice. That's good.
And they got 29.
At least they recovered themselves a little bit.
Ethan Bright. In Minnesota, they do not play duck, duck, goose. They play duck, duck, gray duck. Is that real or fake?
I'm going to go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake.
You know, people are screaming at the radio right now, and they're going, that's true! That's true! because it is true. In Minnesota, it's a, I want to say it's a Norwegian or Dutch thing. They play duck, duck.
Gray duck.
Gray duck. I don't know. We need somebody from Minnesota to call up or leave a message on the Odyssey app.
See, people from Minnesota are weird.
We should ask our buddy Bo Matthews if that's true. All right. Well, gentlemen.
Winning.
Ethan Bright, for the second week in a row, you are our winner.
Woohoo!
Just because of the Grey Poupon question. I mean, Grey Duck question.
Let's be honest, it's because Kim wasn't here.
You won last time, but she thinks she has bad luck when she sits in your seat.
Yeah. I see. Well, I clearly have bad luck when I sit in my seat. That's how that worked.
Get more at 971talk.com.